inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is hump day, Wednesday, March the 14th. Rabbi Noel with you for the next hour. Well, a quick check on Wall Street today, pretty much a mixed bag. Dow managed to hold up above 13,000, and NASDAQ managed to hold up above 3,000, so everybody was happy at CNBC. Dow closing up 16 points at 13,194. NASDAQ up almost a point at 3,040. Dollar index flat at 80.53. Crude oil higher by 30 cents at 105.73. However, the metals were hammered. No shock or surprise there. Gold closing down $31 at $16.44. Silver off $1.26 at $32.25. Platinum off $15 at $16.79. Palladium off $5 at $7.01. Mining index weaker by 630 basis points. XAU sitting at 177.23. So what happened in the metals complex today? Well, as is usually the case, when one segment of the financial market is facing margin calls, people have to sell their good stuff in order to pay for their bad stuff. We'll have more after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
The flip side for this Wednesday, March the 14th. Well, as we said before the break, if you want some explanation for the sell-off in gold and silver today, I guess one could make a case for with the recent Greek default and a new round of margin calls being initiated, folks who were holding gold and silver liquidated their most liquid assets in order to raise cash to make the calls. We've been through this a number of times. But nevertheless, there are folks that are questioning King World News and its story earlier this week, quoting the mysterious London trader, whether he was correct or not, that the Chinese were exercising massive accumulation orders on dips in particular for silver below $33. Now, understand something about this crazy world in which we spend far too much time. Nobody has a crystal ball, and nobody can predict the future. All we can do is take the information that's available and make our best guesses. Now, if you remember, the anonymous trader told Eric King of King World News on March the 8th that the Chinese were doing the exact same thing in the silver market that they were doing in the gold market, and that's massive accumulation on dips. Now, whether the paper market holds somewhere near $33 isn't relevant to the long-term holders of silver. It's timing the purchases along with the elephant buyer in Beijing that has traders wondering about the so-called anonymous trader that King World News interviewed. It would, however, be nice to know that someone with access to the same internal data as J.P. Morgan could be indeed a blessing to the good guys in the war to free the public from the tyranny of the banking cartel. The physical silver orders that were just filled have been waiting since February the 16th, Anonymous stated. Those orders near the $33 level filled in huge size on Tuesday. These long-term accumulators are buying every dip. There were some fills at $34, but some very large orders were filled near $33. Now, if you look at the silver charts, and using monthly data and Richard Russell's favorite moving average parameters for the precious metals of 20 and 40 months. Well, according to the chart, silver's 20-month moving average stands at $32.71, a price consistent with expected levels of buy orders. So all in all, Anonymous's intelligence appears to square with the charts. Anonymous also pointed out in his March 8th interview, as well as in previous interviews, that the Chinese have embarked on a substantial buying spree in both precious metals, gold and silver. That, too, was confirmed by Stephen Lieb of Capital Management. And as you know, yesterday we quoted Stephen Lieb referring to the author of Red Alert, how the China's growing prosperity threatens the American way of life, has passionately advised silver investors to accumulate the white metal along with the Chinese, who view silver as vital to Beijing's plans for transforming the People's Republic into a heavy user of alternative energy in the post-peak oil era. And if you remember, according to Lieb, the Chinese are frantic about stockpiling silver as an alternative energy product together with such things as windmills and solar panels. Silver is a vital commodity to the Chinese. Anyway, back to Anonymous, who said in the King World News March 8th interview, the Chinese are doing the exact same thing in silver market as they're doing in the gold market. Accumulation on the dips. Whether the Chinese have suddenly pulled their buy orders below the $33 level presumably to seek successful buy orders at lower prices or not, Anonymous puts the silver trade into perspective for the long-term investor. As long as we stay under $34, there's going to be constant accumulation, Anonymous said. What does it matter if you buy silver at $32 or $38 when it's going to go up by multiples to higher levels? The Chinese know this, and that is why they are accumulating at present levels. Stephen Lieb, for the record, agreed with Anonymous and stated in a January 31st interview on King World News, "I think the outlook for silver, both as an industrial metal and certainly as a monetary metal, is as bright as it can possibly be. I'm sticking with my target of at least $100. But I tell you, Eric, it will happen this year. We are definitely headed for triple-digit silver in the not-too-distant future." So both Anonymous and Stephen Lieb recommend buying silver monthly, weekly, or any time cash becomes available. But the point is, my friends, and the point I'm trying to make here, is because silver is so affordable, you should be buying silver on any significant pullbacks. And I guess today would qualify as one of those days. Now, I know it's tough for a lot of people, especially those new to the investment world who make the decision to stick their toe in the water only to be shocked and dismayed by the fact that as soon as they make the decision to purchase, and the next day the market heads lower. Just understand this. Murphy's Law plays a big role in the investment world. And if you've been investing for any amount of time, you'll know that Murphy's Law rules. The day you decide to buy, the next day it will be lower. The day you decide to sell, the next day it will be higher. I can't explain it any better than that. But one needs to have a long-term view of things. In other words, thinking that you are going to be successful at day trading, you are living in a delusional world. It doesn't work. Why? Because the big boys control the game. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Side for this Wednesday. You know, over the years that I've been doing these type of radio programs, I have often shared my personal experiences with you guys in order to give you information that will help you better understand how the financial markets in America operate. And I've often commented on when I first arrived in America in the 1980s, all bushy-tailed and bright-eyed, and wanting to pursue the American dream by making large amounts of money, I decided to enter into the crazy world of commodities. And I've often told of my experience of joining a commodity firm called First Boston, and how a bunch of us like-minded, wide-eyed, and bushy-tailed, naive 20-somethings were all shipped off together to undergo a 6-week crash course in commodities investing. And how it became apparent to me after a relatively short period of time is that people entering into the brokerage business soon realize that it is not what you think it is. In other words, you are not there to help your clients make logical financial decisions, but rather you are just simply a tool of the brokerage firm to peddle whatever garbage that they have to unsuspecting clients. And how you have to detach yourself from thinking that somehow the financial markets operate on a level playing field. So it is a kind of an irony. And trust me, he's not the first one to do this. Many have done it before him. That the big financial story today was a letter that a former Goldman Sachs broker by the name of Greg Smith wrote to the New York Times. And you can find the link on my webpage with the heading, Why I'm Leaving Goldman Sachs. Greg Smith starts off his letter by saying, today is my last day at Goldman Sachs. After almost 12 years at the firm, first as a summer intern while at Stanford, then in New York for 10 years, and now in London, I believe I have worked long enough to understand the trajectory of its culture, its people, its identity. I can honestly say that the environment now is as toxic and destructive as I have ever seen it. To put the problem in the simplest terms, the interests of the client continue to be sidelined in the way the firm operates and thinks about making money. Goldman Sachs is one of the world's largest and most important investment banks, and it is too integral to the global finance to continue to act this way. The firm has veered so far from the place I joined right after college that I can no longer in good conscience say that I identify with what it stands for. It might sound surprising to a skeptical public, but culture was always a vital part of Goldman Sachs' successes. We'll have more about what some are saying is a disgruntled broker speaking about his experiences with Goldman Sachs, and I might add, not dissimilar from my experiences with First Boston. We'll be right
back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
The flip side for this Wednesday, talking about a not surprising but interesting nonetheless, that the open letter of resignation made it onto the opinion pages of the New York Times today. And the only reason why I say this is New York Times tends to try and protect its advertisers, and there's no question that Goldman Sachs spends large amounts of dollars advertising in the New York Times. But here was an honest assessment by a long-term broker of Goldman Sachs, who basically blew the whistle on how the investment world operates in America, something I became familiar with in the 1980s. And quite amazingly, 30 years later, it still hasn't changed. Now, understand that Greg Smith was one of those guys that obviously excelled in the investment world. He worked his way up to being an advisor to two of the largest hedge funds on the planet, five of the largest asset managers in the United States, and three of the most prominent sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and Asia. According to him, his clients had a total asset base of more than $1 trillion. And as he said, I always took a lot of pride in advising my clients to do what I believed is right for them, even if it means less money for the firm. Well, this view started to become increasingly unpopular at Goldman Sachs. So over the years, the firm changed, and it also changed the way I thought about leadership. Leadership used to be about ideas, setting the example, doing the right thing. Today, if you make enough money for the firm, and if you're not currently an axe murderer, you will be promoted into position of influence. At Goldman Sachs, there were three quick ways to become a leader. Number one was execute on the firm's axis, which is Goldman speak for persuading your clients to invest in stocks or other products that Goldman Sachs is trying to get rid of because they were not seen as having a lot of potential for profit. B, hunt elephants. In English, get your clients, some of whom are sophisticated and some of whom aren't, to trade whatever will bring the biggest profit to Goldman. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't like selling my clients a product that is wrong for them. That was something I became very familiar with at a very early stage in my experience with First Boston. There were products that they would tout that would make big profits for the firm, but not for the client. Well, guess which products you were forced to recommend to your clients, because quite honestly, if you didn't recommend those particular products to your clients, you didn't make any money. It's as simple as that. And there was a camaraderie that took place amongst brokers on trading floors. That was pretty callous, if you think about it, because brokers used to boast about how much money they were ripping their clients off. I mean, we even had names for clients with large amounts of money who didn't really know what they were doing and relying on the advice of a broker. We used to call them moochers, whales, many other derogatory terms. What made me laugh was reading that at Goldman Sachs, rather than calling them moochers or whales, whales obviously taken from Las Vegas as a term for big-time gamblers, I guess at Goldman Sachs they had their own names, and they referred to big-time clients as Muppets. There's no integrity with major Wall Street firms whatsoever. And the same mentality pervades in not only investment houses like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, you name them. It's the same time of mentality that pervades in the gold and silver business as well, my friends. Typical example, Goldline International, and its brokers operate in exactly the same fashion as brokers at Goldman Sachs do. In other words, you are told to sell what the house has a investment in. And if you sell anything else than that, well, guess what? You don't make the big bucks. And so don't be shocked or surprised when you call up a major gold and silver company wanting to buy Gold Eagles or Maple Leafs or Krugerrands. You are immediately told by the broker, oh, no, you don't want bullion coins. What you need is a private gold, which just is another word for we want to sell you something that generates us a larger commission. So rather than doing what is right for the client's needs, they will steer clients into a much higher commission product. As Greg says about his experiences before he left Goldman Sachs, talking about the new brokers that it was his responsibility to train, he says the most common question I get from junior brokers about derivatives is, how much money do we make off the client? It bothers me every time I hear it, because it is a clear reflection of what they are observing from their leaders about the way they should behave. Now project 10 years into the future. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that the junior broker sitting quietly in the corner of the room hearing about Muppets ripping eyeballs out and getting paid doesn't exactly turn into a model citizen. When I was a first-year broker, I didn't know where the bathroom was or how to tie my shoelaces. I was taught to be concerned about learning the ropes, finding out what a derivative was, understanding finance, getting to know our clients and what motivated them, learning how they define success and what we could do to help them get there. By writing this letter, I hope this can be a wake-up call to the board of directors at Goldman Sachs. Make the client the focal point of your business again. Without clients, you will not make money. In fact, you will not exist. Weed out the morally bankrupt people, no matter how much money they make for the firm, and get the culture right again so people want to work there for the right reasons. People who care only about making money will not sustain this firm or the trust of its clients for very much longer. That's pretty much the death knell that Greg Smith nailed into Goldman Sachs's coffin today. And I guess my point of sharing this with you, my friends, is once again to illustrate that when it comes to investment in gold and silver, keep to the KISS formula. Keep it simple, stupid. Don't buy into the hype that you will hear from a broker over the telephone. Rather, do your own diligence, do your own research. And whenever you get situations like we have today and a pullback in the metals, find a local coin store in your area and make regular purchases on a consistent basis. Silver is still inexpensive at its current level of $32 an ounce. Everybody can afford to start accumulating silver. Set up a regular payment plan, if you will. If you do not have a retirement account or such like, and just simply make regular purchases on a consistent basis, and you'll be shocked and amazed about how quickly you can increase your stash of real money, because that's what it all comes down to. You are not buying anything. You are simply converting a fiat currency doomed to failure for real money. This is not tough to figure out. This is not to take away from those folks who, like as I do, speculate in the miners. But as you know, that that can be a tough game as well, especially if you, like me, have miners like Golden Star. And a few others, Hecla, Coeur d'Alene, Silver Wheaton, and the likes. It's it's tough sometime to look at the prices. And as I often said, the only benefit for charts is to see where you should have bought and where you should have sold. Anyway, I hope I made a little bit of sense in that, and we'll take another quick timeout and be right back and wrap it up for this Wednesday after this.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
To take you down for long. She knows and plays it smart. And if she's coming, she's sure no more. She's heard no whistle blowing from the dark. She feels like leaving and she don't know why. Without no bridges, she's trapped.
Oh, Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. If you would like to read Greg Smith's resignation letter to Goldman Sachs, you can find a link to it on my website. And although we didn't spend much time dealing with this, you will also find just under that article something we dealt with earlier this week, and it is quite amazing that the rise of Kony 2012 is coming apart as fast as it rose in the social media. Kony 2012, also known as the PSYOP operation, is collapsing as we speak. And so what was a internet phenomenon, social media phenomenon a week ago is pretty much a done deal. Pretty amazing. I'm sure we are going to learn a lot more about Kony 2012 in the days ahead. There's some good news on my webpage. The Justice Department allegedly is investigating whether people who supported the Iranian dissident movement, otherwise known as MEK, and accepted speaking fees for promoting MEK, had committed felonies by supporting what the U.S. State Department has classified as a terrorist organization. And guess who was one of the main supporters of MEK? Alan Dershowitz. Yes, my friends, there is a God. Please let the Justice Department charge Alan Dershowitz with aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. That will truly make my day. Anyway, stand by for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix, and we will do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.